Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm your host, Alex, with the knack for breaking down complex topics into bite-sized pieces.
And I'm Jamie, always here to ask the questions you're thinking with a touch of humor to keep things light. Today, we're tackling a big question on many of our minds. Are AI certifications worth it in 2026?
The certification conundrum. You know, Jamie, AI certifications have exploded in popularity, from Google Cloud to Stanford Online. Everyone seems to be offering a path to becoming an AI maestro.
Yeah, but with so many options, it's like trying to pick the best flavor of ice cream at a gelato shop. Deliciously overwhelming. So, Alex, are these certifications the golden ticket to AI Wonderland, or more like a ticket to a tech wild goose chase?
Great analogy, Jamie. Well, it's a bit of both. Certifications can indeed accelerate your career, proving you've mastered specific AI skills. They're particularly valuable for transitioning into AI roles or formalizing your skills for a boost, like a promotion or consulting gig.
Makes sense, but let's be real. Can a piece of paper, or I guess a digital badge, really replace getting your hands dirty with real-world projects?
Spot on, Jamie. While certifications help demonstrate structured learning, they don't replace the experience you gain from actual projects. Think about it. Companies like Netflix or Spotify aren't just looking for a certificate. They need people who can dive into data, understand user behavior, and tweak algorithms to recommend that next binge-worthy series or earworm.
So it's like saying I've read a book on swimming versus I swam across the English Channel.
Exactly. Certifications get you to the pool, but diving in and swimming, that's on you.
Now, let's talk turkey, or should I say techie. What certifications are the creme de la creme in 2026?
Well, the creamiest of them all includes programs from Google Cloud, AWS, and academic heavyweights like Stanford. They're recognized across the industry for their depth and practical value. For example, the Google Cloud Professional Machine Learning Engineer certification is a hot ticket, focusing on ML pipelines and TensorFlow, among other things.
But Alex, what about the cost? Some of these certifications can really break the bank.
True, Jamie. Costs vary widely, from Coursera's generative AI with LLMs at $79 a month to more comprehensive programs like Udacity's AI Engineer Nano Degree at around $1,000. It's crucial to weigh the cost against the curriculum depth and how much weight it carries with employers.
The old cost-benefit analysis. So when should our listeners consider taking the plunge into certification waters?
If you're transitioning from a different field into AI or looking to formalize your expertise for a career boost, certifications can be a great asset. However, if you're already knee-deep in machine learning projects and have a solid portfolio, you might want to skip the formal certificate in favor of deepening your practical experience.
Got it. Dive deeper if you're already swimming. Now, any pitfalls to avoid for those venturing into the world of AI certifications?
Definitely. Don't overpay for generic courses. Look for industry-recognized programs. Also, theory is great, but make sure you're building projects during your certification to apply what you learn. And remember, certifications are just one part of your toolkit. Networking, a solid portfolio, and continuous learning are equally, if not more, important.
Wise words, Alex. It sounds like AI certifications are a bit like spices. Used correctly, they can enhance your career dish, but it's the main ingredients, experience, projects, and continuous learning, that truly make the meal.
What a flavorful summary, Jamie. And with that, we've come to the end of today's episode. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI certifications.
We hope we've illuminated the path a bit for you. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech insights, and feel free to drop us a question or topic you'd like us to explore next.
Until next time, keep learning, keep building, and stay curious. This is Alex.
And Jamie signing off. Keep tuning into Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for your tech fix. Bye, everyone.